This is an interview with Norbert Carter, who served with the Army during the Korean War. This interview is being conducted at Singer High School in Singer, Wisconsin, on May 30th, 2007. The interviewer is Adam Brandt. If we could start out, just if you want to maybe kind of give us a little bit of background about yourself.
Yeah, I was drafted into the Armed Forces back in 51 and went in the early part of 52 in January. I was married at the time and starting to build a home. Built a basement and closed it off, and I had to leave. So, yeah, then I was drafted, went to Indiantown Gap, Pennsylvania. That's where I took my basic infantry basic and heavy weapons. I think it was 18 weeks we took basic. And then was home on leave for 12 days and had to report back and to Milwaukee, and took a troop train to Minnesota. From Minnesota was shipped to Fort Lawton, Washington, and spent about a month out there, not quite a month. And then we got on a ship and we were shipped to Japan. One night in Japan, the next day we got back on the ship and went to Korea. So
now with your house there, you said that you just had to kind of seal it off. So did it just stay like that until you got home?
We were able to live in it a couple of weeks. At that time, you could live in the basement, you know. And we were able to live in it a couple of weeks. And then my wife her folks lived next door, so she told her mother and said, "You come down and live with us while he's gone," you know.
Okay. So. All right. So then you were just basic infantry then?
Yes, I went in over as an infantryman and got over in Korea. I was over there less than 2 days. We got ready to go up to the front line. We went up. We started off about 10 o'clock at night, and we walked. And when we got to one point, they issued us armored vest, and we were on our way up to Old Baldy. And we had to go up and relieve some guys that were in bad shape up there. So it was up there for 31 days. And this was in July. The time we were up there, we had in the time that we could, we had to cover bodies, bury bodies. The bodies were so bloated that you could sit on them and eat your lunch. You know, the flies were so big already, it wasn't bothering you anymore, you know. Yeah, then a buddy and I, we weren't fortunate enough to get a bunker. We had an open foxhole. This guy's name was Virtus Glody from Iowa. In fact, was out to see him last summer. 31 days we spent up there without a shower or shaving or anything, you know, and lived on sea rations and went out on some patrols, and we had to hold that hill down.
Now, was that like... was there like intense fighting at the time there,
yes,
I'm assuming?
Yes. Okay. We had a lot of incoming rounds, it seems, though the enemy knew when we were moving, when they were changing companies on the hill. I was with the Fox Company, the 23rd Infantry Regiment. And then after 31 days, then we were taken off of the hill. We were replaced at about the same time in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. And another company replaced us, and we went back, and we had about 4 days off of the line where we could get our equipment back in shape and cleaned up and get into a shower, which was a tent with pellets laying in and close to a river where they could run water and we could take a shower there. Yeah.
And after, you said that you had 4 days?
Yes.
Then after that, where'd you end up then? Were you
after that? We ended up on Pork Chop Hill.
So did they basically just kind of keep moving you from one hill to the next?
Right. Spent about 31 days on that hill too, and the same thing. Come back for a few days, and we knew when we were going back up to the line, because man, they fed us like we were starving or something. We had turkey. Which we never, you know, turkey and ice cream, I don't know where they got it, but It was unbelievable the way they fed us, and we used to make the statement, "Yep, big feed before the kill." So, yeah, they lost three buddies on Old Baldy on patrols. One of them was from West Bend, Hillary Justman. His name is on the stone at Washington County Historical Society. Yeah, and then we spent about the same thing, pork chop, and come back off of there and spent about 4 days back getting our gear and everything and change of clothes, and then we went back up. Then we took over T-Bone. We had to replace the guys on T-Bone. And I spent 4.5 months in the infantry. And then my brother found me. And he asked me if I wanted to transfer. So he worked with headquarters and service company in the engineers. And if two brothers wanted to be together, they couldn't stop him. So I got a transfer out of the infantry after 4.5 months into the combat engineers. Then I ended up in the bridge platoon, putting up footbridges, steel threadway, and pontoon bridges. And the longest one that took us to build was 32 nights. Every time we got it partway up, they had us zeroed in. During the day, they'd knock it out on us with artillery. And our forward observer finally located where powder was coming from, and they went over and bombed them to get them out of there. Then we could finish the bridge. So we had Army tanks up there that had to be come back for service, and they had to get across there. That it was 182 feet long, wide the river, and it was 17 feet deep. But it was a drop-off, like a rock drop-off.
Just a little bit of an obstacle.
Yeah.
Then now, did you stay with the engineers then for basically the rest of the war?
I stayed with the engineers the rest of the time I was over there, but I drew hazardous pay for the 14 months and 22 days that I was over there, combat paid, which they called it, extra $45 a month to get shot at.
Now, with the engineers, was that what a lot of the work was bridges, or what did that all consist
our,
of?
Our section was bridges. They had a maintenance department, and they had a headquarters. It was headquarters, and service company. It was second engineers, combat engineers.
And now, with being an engineer, I'm guessing you guys weren't like right on the front line, but like how close?
Right behind the hill.
Okay, so
right behind
were
the mountain. We were working on that bridge, you know. There was fighting on the mountain and down below on the other side. And while we were putting up that bridge, we had another line company, working with us. And on the last day we were there, we had three guys that were taken prisoner, and we never missed them until we got ready to go home. You know, during the night, this was, and some of these guys were only prisoners for like 5 days, you know. But we had, coming back on the ship, when I come back, we had 1,400 and some prisoners, ex-prisoners, and they looked like skeletons. But, you know, it took 17 to 18 days to come back, and we weren't allowed to talk to these guys because they were being interrogated all the while. And they had the ship roped off where you were supposed to stay 10 feet from that rope until they had these guys interrogated. After that, then they could talk to us. But these guys, by the time they got ready to come off the ship, they looked like you and I. They had put on that much weight, they really fed them guys to get them back in shape before they got home.
Even with working with the engineers and being that close to the front, did you still like witness a lot of that kind of stuff?
Well, yeah, we had to carry a weapon. I had my own 38, but I was issued a carbine. I had the carbine in the truck. I drove a big truck with steel threadway on it. Each section of that, we had two sections on a truck, and each section weighed a little better than 5 ton steel threadway. Well, the bridges were used to bring army tanks across, you know, across the river.
Now, you said you were drafted into the army, correct?
Yeah.
Did you notice like a big difference between people who were drafted as compared to people who like
volunteered?
Yeah.
No. Not in basic. Not in basic. They were all treated alike.
Well, like, I guess, like, in terms of, like, attitude-wise, was there, like, a big, like, was it real noticeable, well, to kind of walk through and say, hey, that guy's a
he's like, RA, and I was U.S., you know, he volunteered, I didn't, but, oh, no, you didn't have that attitude when you got overseas. In fact, we even had some officers overseas that were, that give us basic training, and I'm telling you, what a difference. They weren't as cocky as as they were when we were in basic training. They knew that they had to watch their back like we had to watch ours, you know.
Yeah.